Good evening. I would like to thank Brother Brown for this opportunity to bring the lesson tonight. I do not plan to keep you too long, so I'll get right into it. Don't play with sin. From Luke 15, beginning at verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me my proportion of goods that fall to me." And he said, and he divided unto them unto his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into the far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there rose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and sent him into the field to feed the swine. And he was faint, having filled his belly with husks that swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he had come to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father." And he will say unto him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son, and make me one of your hired servants." And he rose and came to himself. His father came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him and fell on his neck and kissed him. Church, sin is nothing to play with. Sin is, first we toy with sin, then sin toy with us. In the beginning, we think that we are in control, only to find out the hard way that we are the slave and sin becomes the master. In the story of the prodigal son, the fact that the son came home is an exception. In reality, most prodigal sons never come home. What happened to most prodigal sons and daughters? They enjoyed pleasure of sin for a season. They meet someone in a far country, somebody they meet at a party or in today's society online, somebody that never knows the Lord and does not care much about knowing him. On Sunday, they prefer sleeping in, watching football, mowing the lawn, or washing the car. They prefer reading the local news to the good news. They still drink a little on weekends. They smoke, use bad language, watch bad movies. Well, you get the picture. They're still in the pig pen, and it's hard to leave. I got one of my youngest going to read 2 Samuel 11:2. And it came to pass in the eventide that David arose off his bed and walked upon his roof, of his kingdom house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. Sin is nothing to play with. Just ask David. His sin started with just a look that lasted too long, watching his neighbor's wife take her bath on the rooftop of a house. He looked. She was beautiful. He lust. He sent for her and slept with her. That was about as long as he had planned to stay in the far country. But sadly for the king, David, when he was done with sin, sin was not done with him. He was back on aboard the sin train. Well, to be honest, he never left the sin train because he did not repent for what he had already done. And the train was going to send him on a journey that he had no intention of going on. We all know the story of David and Bathsheba and the downward spiral his life took from there, the deception, the hypocrisy, the dishonor, murder, and cover-up. David went from a look that lasted too long to having Bathsheba's husband killed, all to try to cover up his sin. Second Samuel 11:26. You can read that at your leisure. Second Samuel 12:1-5. You have that? Second Samuel 12:1-5.
1-6. Pardon?
1-6. Yeah, 1-6. You can read 1-6.
Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, There were two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought a Norse, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and lay in his bosom.
Okay.
And it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came to the rich man, who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the way farming man who had come to him, but he took the poor man's lamb and he prepared it for the man who had come to him. So David's anger was greatly aroused against the man. And he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb because he did this thing and because he had no pity."
Okay, thank you. Perhaps David thought of a pet lamb that he had while he was growing up. His face flushed with anger, and he rendered his decision. He should pay back fourfold, not realizing that he had just pronounced his own sentence and rewritten the script for the last two decades of his life. The rest of David's years read like a plot out of a daytime TV story. Sin was about to take him for a long ride. Let's ask David. Ask David how far sin took him as he lay for a week in the dirt begging for his life of a dying baby. Ask him again when he walked home from the burial. 2 Samuel 18:19. These scriptures you can read at your own leisure for the sake of time. Ask him again when he learned that his daughter has been raped while on an errand in which he sent her. 2 Samuel 12:14. Ask him again when he found out that one of his sons is the rapist. Put yourself in his father's place. when King David heard about all these things. 2 Samuel 13:21. Ask him again when the messenger come that his son has been murdered because David has sent him in harm's way. Ask him again when he find out that another son is the murderer. 2 Samuel 13:34. Ask him again as he flees his palace one night, barefooted and weeping, because that same son is trying to kill him and take his palace. Ask him again as he ducked flying rocks and flinched from cursing insults. 2 Samuel 16:13. Ask him again when his closest friend betrayed him and wanted the opportunity to murder him. 2 Samuel 17:1-2. Sin took David farther than he wanted to go. When he was done with sin, sin wasn't done with him. Sometimes I think we forget that saying in Galatians 6:7.
Let him who is taught the world share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
Okay, thank you. I think we forget that the pastor, we reap what we sow. Even though we repent of our sin, but there's still a price we must pay. In my conclusion, how far have sin taken some of our children today? Have you witnessed the anger, sadness, and depression of the life stained, given back after extended day in the stay in the far country? Have you looked upon the vacant eyes of a young person who has living a worldly life for 7 months? Have you been around someone who has lost faith in God and the Bible? Have you seen a young rob of their innocence because of poor decisions? Have you sat with a teen who cried until he or she had run out of tears because of the consequences of sin? Solomon said, "Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. The far country will keep you longer than you wanted to stay, maybe even for eternity." To the children of God, if sin have you in the far country this evening, you have an opportunity to come out of that far country. You can come down and the church will go to heaven the Father on your behalf on your sins. And maybe someone here tonight that's not a member of the church that you can read about in the Bible, you too can come. Come by hearing the word of God. You also come by believing the same. We come by repenting of your sins, being godly sorry for the things you've done in the past and turn away from that and begin to follow Christ. You also come by confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be willing to be buried in the water grave of baptism for your sins. If you're added to that church, you can read about in the Bible. You stand in either position as you come, continue to sing a verse of a song.